three chords. So you all start off with something that's just three chords and get used to changing over, you know. So again, it's a kind of a good lesson for starting off, because you just want to get the strums off, right? So you have your A chord and you're going, and you just let it ring out, and then you figure out your hand, get your hand go down to the D chord, and you go faster a little bit.
When you're writing stories or novels, it's yourself and the four walls, and you're going slowly nuts, drooling, looking out at the rain.
Passion.
So I can get the beat going as well.
The colour of our days. Deeply private, unbearably public.
The most difficult time is trying to put on your boots to get out to train.
Passion.
I have my 10,000 hours done, and it's absolutely part of my DNA. I love it, and I cannot imagine not doing it.
Okay, hands out through the holes. Now, I need to find you a pair of wings. Would you like pink or purple?
Pink.
Oh, look at you, you make a great bee. Can we hear you buzzing?
Buzz.
I'd die for my fate this minute. Now. You'll be rebounded in different ways with the Lord when you do good things.
Oh, God. I've an awful lot of lines, sir. I've an awful lot of lines.
I'm an artist because that's who I am. I would get a headache if I didn't make something today.
On the stage, you're in charge of all that. There's a tremendous sense of power, I suppose, from standing on stage and looking out at that sight.
I could be up mowing my lawn and I'm thinking about a video performance. Just I have to vent that and express it in some way, make, shape or form.
I just have this young man in mind who is cerebral palsy, and he was working with a group of young transitioners one day, and he suddenly started moving his elbow, you know, all over the place. They decided they were moving their elbows as a group. The care workers around me, you know, kept saying, "We've never seen him move like that. He has never, ever moved like that," you know. And a whole load of those little moments just sustain me and keep me going.
I love you.
Nature does things not in a uniform way. Nature never planted row after row of a particular tree. She will put a different tree. Every second tree or every fifth one will be a completely different type. And the roots of that tree will take up minerals at a different level from the other one.
A lot of the time, I'd be a non-disciplined artist. I will leave the metal tell me where it wants to go and what looks right. So I'm really free spirited. I'm leaving this organic shape take its own form, and I'm engaging with the metal, and the metal's saying to me, that looks right or that looks wrong.
I comb it down and I go back against the grain of the hair. It pretties them up while you're showing them in the ring. If they're dirty, you have to clean their backsides. So at all times you keep a cloth and a comb to titivate and clean.
Come on, Kyle!
Well done, Kyle!
Bingo. Every Thursday, one of the oldest bingos in the market. It's gone years, and she just won £150.
Tell the whole nation.
I think we're chasing something. Just there are moments. I've experienced it as an audience member watching shows and hopefully shows I work on. Just moments that feel almost more real than reality. It's quite eerie. But it's worth pursuing, whatever it is.
Look, where else can you see that? Sculler going up in his boat. You see him? Yeah? Well, that's a nice sight to see. A man out exercising himself in his skull boat. sun shining on him and a lovely evening.
Maggots.
Bait for fishing.
Maggots, bait, whatever. I'm not sure. I'm not into this. For my son.
The posh name is called Chandler's, is what they're called. Chandler's is the posh name for him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but they're alive. This is what turns into flies, basically.
Yeah.
And they use it for fishing.
Yeah, so I love fishing. My 19-year-old. He's my heart broke.
The sacrifice on my part would be my wife's. We had 5 children. I'd be gone three times a week. We went to matches most weekends and I was gone.
They're 2 weeks to Christmas and we're just starting Act 2, Scene 1. So we have a good bit still to go. Quite a lot. But we'll get through it now. Once they're into their characters, it'll become easier. Are you ready, so, guys?
Yes, I'm here.
Mom, page 50. Get up on that stage.
Give me this now, a minute. Hold on, I have to bring this with me.
We're going on stage and she's having no scripts and I'm standing there and I don't know any of my lines. So we'll hear a roar now in a minute.
Mr. O'Sullivan is Francis. Trudy is Mrs. Brophy.
No, Jack's is a very romantic way of life you have. It's not so romantic at all. When everybody else was going down to Ballybunion, I was putting on my rubber boots, my bee suit and my veil. And that's not so very romantic on a hot day, I can tell you.
Everything in your life is experience and is open to be used. And you have to be quite selfish as a writer and just see everything as material for your work. Right, I'm having that.
Trouble now. Trouble then dogging my soul since the day I was born. Worry.
We're all working within the disciplines of our forebears.
Worry.
You're always working with the knowledge that they created, with the skills and the techniques that they created, you know, and it's for you to learn those, become adept at them, and then to move them further forward.
It's not just easy peasy and lovely. It's a fight, fighting for every penny, for sponsors, for recognition, for people to come and see us.
Was blind, but now I see.
Happy accidents happen.
I once was lost.
And if you're lucky, the happy accident will be remembered. If people didn't experiment, you wouldn't find new sounds or you wouldn't find new ways of expressing yourself.
The longer you do it, it becomes less the thing you do and more the thing you are.
We fall into our passions like we fall into love. They take hold of us, driving us on to an ending, at times bittersweet, at times fiercely beautiful.
When you're racing, it's the ante is up, the adrenaline is up, and you want to do a personal best.
She won't let me go. She won't let me go.
When you finish, it's a bit like childbirth. All the pain's gone, and it's just the euphoria of, wow, I did it, and that was fantastic.
She won't let me go now.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle absolutely every experience.
This is beautiful. This is why we do it. It's a fleeting moment.